Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of sports news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
They sold the gear. Now they own the game. Play It Again Sports opens in North Charlotte. Play It Again Sports has opened a new location in North Charlotte, offering athletes of all ages the opportunity to buy, sell, and trade quality used sports and fitness equipment. The store, part of Winmark, the resale company, is owned by Casey Staum and Alex Salim, who are passionate about bringing affordable sports gear to the community. To celebrate the grand opening on August 7th, the store is hosting a series of events including giveaways, discounts, and free food. Play It Again Sports focuses on sustainability by accepting and reselling used equipment, making sports accessible and fun for everyone. For more information, visit their website or call 704-90-6702. Brera Holdings PLC's NASDAQ Youve Stabia strengthens squad for 2025-26 Serie B season. Brera Holdings PLC, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BREA, has announced that its portfolio club, SS Juve Stabia, is gearing up for the 2025-26 Serie B season with significant enhancements. The club's valuation soared by 245% in the previous season, showcasing Brera's commitment to growth. Juve Stabia has brought on experienced head coach Ignazio Abate and extended sporting director Matteo Lavezza's contract. Notable additions to the squad include goalkeeper Alessandro Confente and striker Tomi Petrovic. Player sales, like Andrea Adorante's transfer to Venezia, have also contributed to the club's financial and valuation upsurge. Brera sees Juve Stabia as a valuable asset aligned with its long-term value creation strategy. Families seek answers after fatal Miami Beach sailboat collision involving youth program. Following the tragic sailboat collision in Biscayne Bay that resulted in the loss of two young lives, families are turning to Schechter, Schaffer, and Harris, LLP, for legal assistance. The incident, which involved a youth sailing vessel and a barge near Monument Island, has sparked concerns about maritime safety and liability. While two children lost their lives and two others remain in critical condition, the firm is offering support to those affected. With a strong background in handling maritime cases, Schechter, Schaffer & Harris, LLP, is dedicated to helping families navigate the investigation process and understand their legal options. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and the U.S. Coast Guard are working together to determine the cause of the collision. Our hearts go out to the families impacted by this tragedy, and we are here to provide guidance during this difficult time.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.